as well as rocket-propelled grenades.
Officials say the firing and the fighting is still going on. An attorney for Americans Josh Vital and Shane Bauer says Iran will release them from prison after a $500,000 bail is paid for each of them. The families are trying to get the money quickly. Vital and Bauer were arrested over 2 years ago while hiking near the Iraq-Iran border. The field of Republican presidential candidates took turns bashing Texas Governor Rick Perry at the CNN Tea Party debate. In one exchange, Mitt Romney took aim at Perry's record as governor of Texas. Romney says Perry is taking too much credit for job growth in the state.
I think Governor Perry would agree with me that if you're dealt four aces, that doesn't make you necessarily a great poker player.
Well, I was going to say, Mitch, you were doing pretty good until you got to talking poker.
Who won the debate? RedState.com editor-in-chief Eric Erickson says this debate showed the Republican race for president is still up for grabs.
I think this may be the first debate where Mitt Romney didn't come out the clear winner. Right? Rick Perry came in strong, and really I think everyone held themselves till the end.
President Obama will travel to Ohio today to try to sell his $447 billion jobs plan he sent to Congress.
This is the bill that Congress needs to pass. No games, no politics. No delays.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
New York Life Insurance Company is still strong, still stable, and still hiring. By becoming an agent with New York Life, you can make a difference in your local community by helping families secure their financial futures. Regardless of your experience level, our comprehensive training and world-class marketing support help make it easy to establish your business. To learn more about how you can help families achieve peace of mind, visit NewYorkLife.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Guarded is the best word to describe U.S. corporate attitudes toward hiring right now, at least according to Manpower. The firm is out with its latest employment outlook survey that finds employers are making few plans to hire or fire in the upcoming fourth quarter. 16% of corporate heads anticipate staff increases the final 3 months of the year. 11% expect a decrease in payrolls. Historically, when the economy has struggled, applications to business schools have gone up as people look to boost their resumes. It's not happening this time. The Graduate Management Admission Council says applications to full-time MBA programs have fallen this fall term for the third straight year. It's down 9.9% in 2011 from 2010. Reports that China may purchase Italian debt and help ease that nation's debt crisis gave a boost to Wall Street late yesterday and Asian markets today, but the euphoria was short-lived, European markets sliding 0.5% each, S&P futures right now losing 14 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay of game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store or Sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm
going to
defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano, and a happy, happy, happy Tuesday morning to you. Great show yesterday, Mr. Radford. You outdid yourself, I will be giving all kinds of accolades throughout the show. So
it wasn't me. It was everyone that called in and the stories. I mean, we were talking yesterday. Mary's story was pretty emotional, and I really appreciated Mark Brewer calling in, and Chris, of course. Everyone that participated and called in with a story, Les, and a couple of other guys that I can, you know, I'm not just going to run down through all of them, but it was a great show because of the stories that people told.
Well, it was a great show, but you were the architect, so you need to take some credit for it. That's all I'm saying.
If you say so.
Oh, I do say so, and I'm the boss at the end of the day, and so there. In fact, I posted to Facebook yesterday. Let me just see while I'm here. Yeah, lots of people agreed with me. 14 people in all said, yes, Jeff's the bomb.
Oh, they said the show was good, like I said, it was based on the people that called in. So thank you.
Oh, come on. Off the air, it's always about you. Why can't it be about you on the air?
You're just spreading these lies and these rumors about...
I'm trying to be nice to you. You're not letting me be nice. Anyway, it was a great show yesterday. Thank you very much. We have wall-to-wall guests today. In fact, even in this hour, we have a guest. So let me run down that real quick, and then we're going to just get jumping because we have a lot to get to today. Josh McDonald will be joining us. Josh is a member of UFCW 876, a scholarship winner. And as I'll explain a little later on in this hour, why he's here, but I was the judge that allowed him to receive a scholarship. Unions are not just about wages, folks. And so we will talk with Josh McDonald a little bit later on in this hour. At 7 o'clock, Eric Beiler, one of the co-founders of the Coffee Party, and the decision that we need to make today... As a family, as a First Shift family, is do we want to consider joining the Coffee Party? So Eric's going to be here to give us some information. No, he's not here to talk us into anything. He's here to talk to us, period. So we'll look forward to that. Chris Mihalakis will be with us at 7:30 this week. We'll run down what happened at the Colors Gala last night, the grand opening, which was fabulous. But we'll wait for Chris. I had a great time. Glad I went. And David Hecker, president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, will also be with us as well. But as we do every morning at this time, it is time
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
And who would have thunk it? Yes, over the weekend, both Michigan State, the Detroit Tigers, and the Detroit Lions won all weekend long. And I say all weekend long because the Detroit Tigers won all weekend long. In fact, they won again last night.
The only reason I bring this up isn't to talk sports. We'll get to that in just a moment. I bring it up because who would have thunk that that was possible? Seriously. The next time you say to yourself, that's just not possible, think about all the stars that had to align for Michigan, Michigan State, the Tigers, and the Detroit Lions to all win. I mean, win and win big on the same weekend. What are the odds? Especially Michigan, who, you know, without four scores in the fourth quarter, and who would have thought that would happen? So it doesn't even take miracles. It just takes belief. And that is my first word this morning. It is about believing. So those of you that don't think, it wasn't done, bring that music back up. Or did we run out of music?
We ran out of music.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll quickly wrap up. So for those of you that are thinking that you just aren't going to get what you want, you got to believe. And that's the first word. Come on, you have to admit, Radford, that was kind of clever this morning.
That was good. It was good. Especially, I thought you were going to have like an Abe Lincoln reference there with the four scores in the fourth quarter.
Ah. Well, we might as well go. We might as well go to sports. Let's start off with the number 10. The number 10. Today's show is brought to you by, Jeff, the number 10.
Oh, yeah? And why is that, Tony?
Because the Tigers have won 10 games in a row, and tonight go for 11 with who on the mound, Jeffrey?
Verlander.
Justin Verlander. Who pitches tomorrow night, Jeffrey?
Brad Penny.
Does he?
I thought Penny always follows Verlander.
No, I thought it was
Scherzer, Fister. Fister just pitched the other day.
I want him to pitch again tomorrow.
Every day, a Fister day would be a great day.
You actually know Jim Leland, and you do know him. Don't say you don't, because you do.
We hang out a lot. It's
well,
crazy.
I don't know that you hang out, but you do know him. You go to the wave pool. I can just see Jim Leland with that Marlboro sticking out of his mouth.
It's wet and
going
soggy.
Down the slide. Yeah, absolutely. And I would think that one of the benefits of this new no smoking law in Michigan is that all you reporters don't have to suffer as he puffs away during his his post game press conference.
No, there's still ways to suffer because he puts his sock covered feet up on the desk and you have to lean over that to interview him. So he finds
sweet.
Ways to get it at people.
Okay.
I love Jim Leland though.
I do too. I love him right now.
While the 10 game winning streak
is
going on.
You know, listen, it's pretty special. You know, and we make no assumptions. Justin Verlander is actually ripe for a loss. He's won 10 games in a row himself. The Tigers have won 10 games in a row themselves. It's kind of hard to believe that, you know, it's just going to, you know, fall into place tonight. But I'll stay optimistic. As I just said, you have to believe. And so I'm going to go with that. But they win last night. They don't just win. They absolutely mop the floor with the Chicago White Sox. Now, you know, all things considered, they have scored in the last 10 games an average of 8.5 runs a game. What are the odds that'll happen?
Well, when the playoffs come, or the rest of the season?
I mean
right
just
now,
in general.
Right now, they're playing the Central a lot, and they're very good against the Central to finish up the year. That's the way that Major League Baseball positioned the scheduling, which is going to be great because you're going to see people's opinions change real quickly based solely on the schedule. The Yankees and Red Sox are going to play each other a lot towards the end. The Rays are going to take out some of those teams as well. So you're going to start to see those teams come down, whereas the Tigers get to take on Cleveland, the White Sox, the Twins, the Royals, and they're very good against those teams this year. So suddenly people are going to think, man, those Tigers are really good when they're just beating up on the has-beens in the division.
Well,
so.
We have a really intriguing scenario going on because Boston has not played well lately. Tampa Bay has played exceptionally well lately, and all of a sudden they find themselves three games behind the Red Sox. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to overtake them because it's, I think, a fairly tall order to do with 16 games left. With that said, Jeff, the Tampa Bay is making this interesting. They are not just quietly going into that good night.
Well, no, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. The Yankees, you don't really want to catch the Red Sox. That's or whoever wins that division is who you want to catch because if you get the best, like if the Tigers end up being the best team in the American League, which is funny because a month ago we would never have thought this. If they get the best record in all of American League, they got home field for the entire run throughout the playoffs.
Right. Well, they're only five games, again, with 16 games left, so they're only five games behind the Yankees, which I would have never. And listen, I'm the one that said a month ago, and I'll be the first one to admit it, I'm the one that said a month ago, Jeff, that, you know, I just didn't have confidence in them. They weren't winning consistently. They were winning just enough. They were in a weak division. Well, they have quieted me down real fast. They have played exceptional baseball the last 30 days. They're, in fact, they're the best team in baseball the last 30 days. No question about that.
That's what I'm saying. The record, I guess, you, like you said in the first word, you got to believe. Anything's possible. And if you keep believing, then you'll believe that last night Ryan Rayburn and Brandon Inge had seven hits together.
Seven. Really, what are the odds of that happening?
The White Sox together as a team had eight, seven by Rayburn and Inge.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because I got a kick out of this, and I didn't, I mean, you know, only in baseball because they keep every stat that you could possibly keep. But Victor Martinez actually hit into four double plays in one game, and that was like the first time it had happened since 1935 or something. It was actually, you know, who the hell looked that up? But somebody, of course, four double plays in one game.
Yeah, that was that's incredible. I mean, that's a stat you don't want to be a part of.
Well, the funny thing, and I didn't see the game, but I apparently on the last double play, he took his batting gloves off and threw them into the stands. So somebody got a souvenir.
A bad luck souvenir.
Yeah,
bad luck. I don't know if I'd wear those gloves if I were somebody.
No, but you sure would like to have them. I mean, you get the story that goes with it, too.
Boy, yeah, the guy hitting the four double plays, and now I've got his gloves.
All right. Well, we're almost against the break. We certainly do have to talk about the Lions, and I'd like to mention Michigan and Michigan State, because we have to add that into the mix. And because we have a lot going on today, we're also going to talk about the Tea Party debate last night, which to me was just about how crazy can the crazies get. And here's a quick question for you conservatives out there. The Tea Party has a favorability rating of 30%, all right? They have a likability rating in the polls of 50%, which means half of the people despise them. When Nancy Pelosi had numbers like that as Speaker of the House, the Republicans literally used that to run against Democrats. Why are the Republican presidential contenders courting the Tea Party when only 30% of the country even likes them? Why would you do that? Are you really trying to out-crazy one another? And Michelle Bachmann, sweet God, what's up with that thing? I mean, that woman is insane. And then Jeff tells me this morning that Sarah Palin's now not backing her, but supporting her. You know, leave her alone. Let her do her thing. She's whacked out, dudes. She's whacked out. All right, we got a lot to get to today, and we're going to get to it all. I promise some really great stuff coming your way this morning. Really looking forward to the coffee party conversation, as I know many of you are. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano, which reminds me, I got to get him up on my computer. And let's take the break. We'll be back. This is 1310 WDTW. Happy Tuesday to you. We're going to get it going right after this.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good out there right now along I-94. Drivers heading in toward I-75, Woodward, M-10, 96 through those busy interchanges. Not yet that busy, but we'll be getting there before too long.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of a thunderstorm today. Our high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 51. Tomorrow, there is a chance of rain and a high of only 70. Right now, it's mostly cloudy at Metro Airport and 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
It's new. It's blue. It's from Mucinex. New Fast Max Liquids. Your worst cold symptoms are about to meet their match. Fast Max is the first multi-symptom liquid for adults from Mucinex. Mr. Mucus and his friends won't know what hit them. Mucinex in, mucus out. Use as directed.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW Detroit Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now here's Tony.
All righty. We got to get some. We got a lot of politics to get to. Don't worry. We got plenty of time for that. But you got to go back to Saturday afternoon. For me anyway, Jeff, go back to Saturday afternoon. You know, we had rain in the morning. I don't know if you remember, but Saturday morning it rained quite heavily. And my grandson had his first Little League football game, and it slowed down. And so we took him to the game, and, you know, I stayed for the first half. And the rain had stopped, and that was fun. So I came home, and the ground was too wet. I needed to get the grass cut, but the ground was too wet. So I watched part of the first half of the Michigan State game, which, as you know, was a blowout. And Michigan State did Florida Atlantic University a huge favor in the second half by not playing anybody that mattered. Now, I had a little bit of a problem with that, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
Why? What was your problem?
I think this early in the season, your starters need as much time on the field as possible to work out. They could have worked on plays that they don't get to in practice, or plays that they work on in practice that they need more work with. I just think that there's, you know, with your starters, you can accomplish something in a blowout like that. I really do. I think that it's an important, you know, it's important to get real, you know, not practicing against your own scrubs. Or your own defense.
I think they had the important time in the beginning when, quote, the game was still competitive. When it's blowout, then, yeah, I want to see what the backups can do against somebody that's not your own team.
So we'll agree to disagree on that.
Well, yeah, right. You got to figure out the depth.
Well, that's great. And, you know, we'll just agree to disagree
well,
on
well, that's great.
Well, you know, I don't agree with you. But I don't want to spend a lot of time disagreeing with you on that. I just don't agree with you. But so anyway, you know, it got nice enough outside. I went and cut the grass and, you know, did my thing. And so Saturday night, you know, I took my grandson to the local church fair for a while and came home to watch the Michigan game. Of course, the big, you know, game under the lights, Jeff, all that pomp and circumstance. Great article in the paper about the program. You heard about the nifty program, right?
The program.
The audio program. You didn't hear about that?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You know, they have a game program. You know, the program you buy at the game.
Okay.
All right. You know, normally it's $5. Well, this one was $15. Go ahead, ask me why.
Why is that, Tony?
Well, Jeff, because they had a pullout section for Desmond Howard. And that pullout section, actually, when you open the cover, was audio of his infamous catch against Notre Dame. What was interesting about it, it was a juxtaposition of three pieces of audio, Brent Musburger, Frank the Jerk Beckman, and Gary Moeller's headset audio of that play. Come on, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, the Gary Moeller part's definitely cool. That's something that people don't probably haven't heard before.
So it was, you know, there's a little microchip in the program, so when you open the cover, you actually heard that play unfolding, which I thought was really cool. So, you know, again, the first game under the lights, the record crowd, 114,808 or whatever it was, and that's all cool. And I'm watching the game, and I know you already know this because I told you I fell asleep at the end of the third quarter.
You
because
what?
I fell asleep at the end of the third quarter because the game was so freaking boring.
Sounds a lot like me with the Tigers game on that very same day.
Yes.
I fell asleep, didn't see Brandon Inch hit the home run.
Right. Okay. So, of course, everybody at this point knows what happens, Jeff, which is what?
The Wolverines came back to win. That's as exciting as you're going to get. No, actually, they scored twice in the final 2 minutes. Big time. It was incredible. The greatest, one of the greatest excitement games in history.
Yeah, it really is, to be honest with you. I mean, it is. Now, listen, we're talking about two pretty not very good teams. I don't want to call them bad teams, but, you know, Notre Dame is certainly not going to be good this year. I think that that's pretty clear. Michigan is still rebuilding, and they got a long way to go. I mean, they've got a great quarterback, but I'm still convinced the guy can't throw the ball, even though he did fairly successfully on Saturday night. It was really at the end, and a lot of it was luck as far as I'm concerned. I don't think Denard Robinson is a thrower. He's just not a passer. It's okay. It is what it is. But they win, so that's really a great, you know, great victory for the Maize and Blue. And, you know, it of course helps to, you know, make that commemorative game that much more memorable, and so they move on. I was listening to an interview yesterday, and somebody asked the guy, what do you think Bo Schembechler would have said about all this? And he said, Bo would have said, games are at 1 o'clock, we don't need lights, shut up and let's go.
That's what he said?
Yeah, that's what Bo would have said.
It's funny, because I've heard a lot of people try and put words into what Bo would have thought. I know what he would have said. I think it's football, period. Like, who cares?
Yeah, you're right. And it doesn't matter what time you play it, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. So, anyway, that's that. Now, we fast forward to Sunday. You know, we have a little tradition in my family. And on the first game of the season, I make a big pot of chili. I make a bunch of homemade bread. And, you know, we gear up for that 1 o'clock start time, which we did. By the way, the NFL did a beautiful job in the commemoration of 9/11. I thought it was a really classy way to start the season.
Meanwhile, Major League Baseball dropped the ball, not allowing the Mets to wear the hats again.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Mets wanted to wear the fire department and the police department hats, and Major League Baseball said, we did that already.
Well, the Giants did. The football team, the coaches did.
Right. Well, the NFL actually relaxed their policy on uniforms, because a lot of the guys were wearing red, white, and blue shoes or wide receivers gloves that don't match the uniform, which the NFL had the policy against.
Yeah, you're right.
So they actually relaxed it for this weekend.
Well, anyway, which is great, and I certainly don't want to wax over that. That's wonderful that they did that, and shame on baseball. Although the Tigers did invite well over 500 first responders to the game, and I did not see the pregame, but I understand that the national anthem was moving, just very beautiful at Comerica Park. And it's awesome that the Illich family gave away tickets to all those families. It's just wonderful, because this time of year, the Tigers winning, they don't have to do that. They actually threw some significant money away by doing that, which is, it's wonderful that they did that for these guys. So the Lions play, you know, again, the score isn't nearly as indicative of how good they played, not unless you listen to Jim Schwartz, who thought they sucked, which you thought was good. We're going to have to agree to disagree on that. I thought it was a very exciting game. You know, the fourth quarter had its issues, but it is what it is. The Lions won. They won their season opener on the road, and Peter King, would you stop the presses, has them ranked number 7 this week.
Oh, he's been jockeying them for a long time, though. He thinks that they're at least a 9-win team and that they'll make the playoffs. And, I mean, again, it's great to hear a national guy give credit, but, you know, he's one of the only ones.
But that's okay. He's, you know, I don't care who's giving it. I'll take it. You know, I thought they played well. Your reflections on Sunday's game?
Yeah, I thought they played really well. Coming back from a pick six early on, being down to that team down there in the heat, and then taking the lead and then just sitting on it is where people start to differ a little bit. And again, I don't know if it's a coaching decision for them to kind of play more conservative in the second half, but a lot of two really dumb, incredibly dumb penalties, which had Schwartz upset. And, you know, non-execution. I think the running game was, that's one of the things where Schwartz actually praised, and I thought, you might not want to praise the running game just yet. It's nice to hear Schwartz say something like what he did say, though, because you don't want to be complacent. You don't want to be happy with just that. He sees that they can get a lot better, and I think, I agree. I think they can get a lot much better.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but we played terrible. They didn't play terrible, and yes, there's always room for improvement, and Peterman and Gosser Chehrilis need to get their poop in a pile, because that's the kind of stuff that does cost you games, by the way. All right, we're going to move on. We come back. Hey, Tea Party debate. Well, you know, CNN bought into it. We're going to play a little of the audio. What did you think? Let's take the break here. 888-552-3595. Cuckoo, cuckoo. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Looks pretty good right now. I-96 eastbound. Those making their way off of US 23 heading in toward Kensington, trying to head in toward Wixom, Novi. All of that's moving very well. As you get on to eastbound 696, not seeing delays there yet, or going south on 275, still looks pretty good.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new Cherry Berry Chiller. It's a new naturally flavored iced beverage featuring 100% fruit juice. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a chance of a thunderstorm today. Look for a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, though, it'll be partly cloudy as we drop to 51. Tomorrow, a chance of rain and a high of only 70. And right now at Metro Airport, it's already 68 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. On Monday, AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka blasted an attempt by House Republicans to strip the National Labor Relations Board of real power to sanction corporations for illegally moving jobs in retaliation for workers exercising union rights. A Republican House bill would prohibit the NLRB from ordering any employer to close, transfer, or relocate employment under any circumstance. It was triggered by an NLRB complaint charging that Boeing illegally intimidated and threatened union workers by citing strikes as part of the reason Boeing built a plant in South Carolina.
This is a sweeping legislation that would gut the National Labor Relations Act and result in serious harmful changes to jobs and workers' rights throughout the country.
Boeing worker and International Association of Machinists member Pat Bertucci.
After negotiations broke down during our last contract and we exercised our right to strike, I was shocked to hear and see that the Boeing company would relocate the 787 line because we struck. When I learned that the NLRB had brought the case forward, I was proud. I was proud to see someone standing up to defend our rights, even against a big company like Boeing. The NLRB is not allowed to pursue this case with the way the law was written. We're all going to be in a lot of trouble, and every American's right to be in a union will be threatened.
Texas labor law professor Julius Getman says that the Boeing case is just a reasonable effort by the labor board to protect the legal rights of workers.
All they're doing is standing up for the rights of workers, and they're being pilloried as though they were trampling on the Constitution.
Some U.S. senators are trying to end discrimination against the nation's unemployed. Jesse Russell reports.
One job search site made waves last week when it announced it would no longer accept job listings that discriminate against the unemployed. Indeed.com said they made the decision because it fits with the company's philosophy of providing the best job search experience for job seekers. The millions of unemployed in the country have come face to face with a new hurdle during the last 2 years, potential employers who will only hire individuals who are already employed. Currently, it isn't against the law to discriminate against the unemployed, but Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown is co-sponsoring a bill that could change that practice.
I don't want to tell an employer whom to hire, but I also don't think employers should automatically exclude those people that are trying so hard.
The Fair Employment Opportunity Act bars employers and employment agencies from excluding job applicants simply because they're unemployed. The Senate legislation mirrors a bill already introduced in the House.
This newscast made possible in part by the United Mine Workers of America, the National Education Association, and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Well, the crazies were out last night. The CNN Tea Party debate went on as scheduled. And I got to tell you, I'll just say what I said earlier, that you've got the Tea Party, which is, despised by the vast majority of Americans, and yet the Republican candidates for the presidency are actually courting that vote. And I don't understand the connection, but I'm not one of them, and maybe that's why. Maybe it's just that simple, but I mean, you just quickly look at the polling and it tells you a very important story. And that story, quite simply, is you're not liked. So let's run to you. That makes sense. Let's listen to a little audio from last night's debate. The opening intro, please.
Tonight, 8 Republicans, 1 goal, to win the White House and kick Barack Obama out. Cheering them on, their powerful allies and fierce critics. The grassroots movement putting a bold stamp on this election. The Tea Party. Tonight's players.
I love America. I'll fight for America.
Mitt Romney, the early frontrunner.
Obamacare.
Focused on attacking the president. Now turning his attention to a more immediate opponent.
I'm going to be a pro-business president. And I'm not going to make any calls on the ballot.
Newcomer, he got a late start, then surged to the front of the pack with a conservative voice, folksy and brash. Michelle Bachmann, the firebrand.
We're here to win.
She aced an early test in Iowa, proving she's a top-tier contender, as well as a lightning rod.
Run, ball, run.
The rest of the field in search of a breakthrough. John Huntsman, the diplomat, carving a more moderate path to try to defeat his ex-boss, the president. Ron Paul, the libertarian, billing himself as the freedom fighter in the race. Rick Santorum, the fighter, known for throwing hard punches from the right. Herman Cain, the businessman, who plays up his experience as a pizza executive and his inexperience in politics. Newt Gingrich, the big thinker, once the most powerful man in the House, now looking for traction after early stumbles. Tonight, 8 candidates, 1 stage, 1 chance to take part in a groundbreaking debate. The Tea Party support and the Republican nomination on the line right now.
And they all be crazy. And they all be crazy. I'm just telling you, that was the best part of the, well, maybe not the best part of the debate. There was some interesting stuff. We'll have to do audio throughout the entire morning because we've got a lot of stuff to get to today. We got a lot of guests today. But listen, there was a lot of insanity. And what this audience hooted for was just crazy, crazy stuff.
I like the part in that intro where Michelle Bachmann's like, we're here to win. Like, she has to remind people, we are still here trying to win.
Well, she does have to remind people. She has dropped the polls. In fact, before the show started today, Sarah Palin's still beating her in the national polls. And maybe nobody's told the American people yet, Sarah Palin's not running. But she's winning only by 2 percentage points over Bachmann, which means Bachmann has 5% and Sarah Palin has 7.
I'm telling you, one mud wrestling event later, then they climb the polls together as a ticket.
You know, we were talking before the show, what will they wear for that mud wrestling? Because, you know, Bachmann does wear, you know, sleeveless dresses. So she's not afraid to show a little skin, just a little bit.
And the biceps, you know, she's got to show those
off. Well, she never shows cleavage, though. She never, ever shows. Now, Sarah Palin, on the other hand, she likes to show off the girls. She does. I'm just saying. She uses her assets. And I don't mean any disrespect by that. You know, she was a part-time governor of Alaska for a couple weeks. So, and she lives. Did you know she lived across the street from Russia?
Is that where she lived?
Well, I watched this thing on YouTube, and there was a guy that said she lived across the street from Russia.
Well, she's not going to apologize for that.
No, she's not.
That would mean she's wrong if she compromises at all.
All right, you know, again, because we don't have a lot of time, we're going to get to some audio. But Jeff, you got to admit, as debates go, the stuff this audience got turned on with was really weird. I thought last week's was weird when they hoot and hollered over the death penalty. This one was just insane.
Yeah, and because CNN paired with the Tea Party, that's what you're going to get. You know, the Tea Party crowd, which everyone that stood up and asked the question, you know, prefaced it by saying, "I'm Tea Party from this place" or whatever. They gathered a large majority of the Tea Party members across the country.
Well, let's listen to the comment from Rick Perry. That Bernanke, the Fed chair, should be tried for treason. This is how the crowd reacted to
that. It's Wolf Blitzer, you know, talking about that.
Right, but this is how the crowd reacted to the statement. Go ahead and...
Thank you, Congresswoman Bachman. You know that Governor Perry has suggested that Ben Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, potentially should be tried for treason for what he's doing. Do you agree?
All right. Now, it doesn't matter what she says. I mean, Jeff, really? Come on. Treason?
That was the funniest, or not the funniest, maybe it was the scariest thing, is that comment and then the crowd reaction almost made me think, I don't even know if Rick Perry believes it, but he knows that these people believe it, so he's going to say it.
Well, one of the comments that was made about Rick Perry after the debate, because I listened to the pundits on my way in today, was that, you know, he tried to do a very good job of being both conservative and moderate at the same time. Now, I don't know that you can successfully do that, and this isn't a crowd that needed that. I will say what Rick Perry did, though, was show that he understands that he has to appeal to a wider group of people, and he wasn't going to allow this debate to pin him to just one side. So I think he successfully did that. And if you were to ask me who won this debate, and our Facebook poll question today, by the way, is not who won this debate. It is the Tea Party here to stay? That's the question I'm asking. I'm getting some interesting results to that. But and so if you want to go, you know, vote on that poll question, please do. But I think Rick Perry is understanding that, you know, it's not just Tea Party people watching this debate, Jeff, and he needed to appeal to a wider group of people, which is why he answered, I think, especially when it came to the HPV virus vaccine, that debate, that part of the debate, which is very controversial amongst Christian and conservatives because they're very much against it. He cited an executive order demanding that all 11 and 12-year-old girls get the shot. So that was kind of interesting that he stood by that answer. Although he says he regrets the way he did it, he's glad that he did it. So take that for what it's worth. All right, this next piece of audio, yeah, we can get it in. Ron Paul, who gets very little love anymore. Ron Paul on why he wants less military spending.
There's a difference between military spending and defense spending. I'm tired of all the militarism that we're involved in, and we're wasting this money and getting us involved. And I agree, we are still in danger, but most of the danger comes by our lack of wisdom on how we run our foreign policy. So I would say there's a lot of room to cut on the military, but not on the defense. You can slash the military spending. We don't need to be building airplanes that were used in World War II. We're always fighting the last war. But we're under great threat because we occupy so many countries. We're in 130 countries. We have 900 bases around the world. We're going broke. The purpose of Al-Qaeda was to attack us, invite us over there where they can target us. And they have been doing it. They have more attacks against us and the American interests per month than occurred in all the years before 9/11. But we're there occupying their land. And if we think that we can do that and not have retaliation, we're kidding ourselves. We have to be honest with ourselves. What would we do if another country, say China, did to us what we do to all those countries over there? So I would say a policy
a foreign policy that takes care of our national defense, that we're willing to get along with people and trade with people as the founders advised. There's no authority in the Constitution to be the policeman of the world and no nation building. Just remember, George Bush won the presidency on that platform in the year 2000, and I still think it's a good platform.
Huh. Well, that's an interesting comment because I thought he was nation building, but, well, that's just me. All right, very quickly before we go to break, Rick Santorum, who also gets very little recognition, lashing back at Ron Paul with mimicking Bin Laden.
On your website on 9/11, you had a blog post that said that basically blamed the United States for 9/11. On your website yesterday, you said that it was our actions that brought about the actions of 9/11. Now, Congressman Paul, that is irresponsible. A president of the United States running for, someone who's running for the president of the United States in the Republican Party should not be parroting what Osama bin Laden said on 9/11. We are not being attacked, and we were not attacked because of our actions. We were attacked, as Newt talked about, because we have a civilization that is antithetical to the civilization of the jihadists. And they want to kill us because of who we are and what we stand for. And we stand for American exceptionalism.
All right, now very quickly, Ron Paul's response to Santorum.
As long as this country follows that idea, we're going to be under a lot of danger. This whole idea that the whole Muslim world is responsible for this and they're attacking us because we're free and prosperous, that is just not true. Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda have been explicit. They have been explicit, and they wrote and said that we attacked America because you had bases on our holy land in Saudi Arabia, you do not give Palestinians a fair treatment, and you have been bombing. I didn't say that. I'm trying to get you to understand what the motive was behind the bombing. At the same time, we had been bombing and killing hundreds of thousands of Iraqis for 10 years. Would you be annoyed? If you're not annoyed, then there's some problem.
All right, we'll be back after this.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Call 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640.
Chaise Lounge Barbecue Grill Baseball Cleat Family of Four with Labrador Retriever. Jumping, bouncing, spilling, resistant. That's Olympic Maximum Exterior Stain with Scuff Guard. Insist on Olympic. Available at Lowe's and other fine retailers.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
Ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook and also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got a lot to get to yet. Hey, you know, Jeff, I forgot to mention earlier, and I'm sure you know this, that the Tigers actually sold out the first round of the playoffs already. And they haven't even officially made them yet.
Well, that's good news.
Did you hear
that? At least the Tigers fans will be there.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course it's, you know, you put your deposit down, whatever. You get your money back if they don't make it, but they're going to make it.
No, you got to show up, regardless of the two teams.
Yeah, you got to show up anyway. Just sit there and politely try to think about what would have happened. I just thought it was cool. They sold out in an hour. Now, there is one way. There is one other way to get tickets. Did you hear what you have to do? Put down a deposit for season tickets for next year.
Oh, clever.
Well, I don't know how
clever that is. That's how they get you. There's always those, that fine print.
Yeah, anyway. Listen, no fine print in this next segment. I got to tell you, I was given an opportunity to do something a few months back that was really cool. My good friends at the United Food and Food and Commercial Workers Union, whom I'm a member of, by the way, the president, Roger Robinson, had asked me if I would sit in on a panel of judges that would help determine college scholarships for some deserving members of the UFCW. Now, this was a very competitive scholarship, and we were given, I believe it was 51, maybe 59, it was a lot, of applicants to look at. And there was a panel of four people, and it was a very fair process. And I'm not going to get into exactly how we did this, but it was a very fair process, and it was anonymous. We didn't know the names of the people. We didn't know a lot of information about them. We just had some, you know, what we had was their school records, and they had to write an essay. And, of course, they were scored. There was a numbering system, and based on that score, the top four people received a college scholarship. One of those people is on the other end of the line today. And joining us now is Josh McDonald, who is the recipient of one of those UFCW scholarships. And, Josh, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning. Good morning to you.
Good to be on here. Good morning to you.
I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's early. I don't know if you're up early for work or for school, but either way, I do appreciate it. You know, tell me, Josh, your membership in the UFCW and this scholarship, how important was that to help you to continue on with your education?
Well, college is really expensive. The cost of tuition has been going up, and I need financial assistance to be able to attend school. I couldn't do it without it. And to be able to achieve my dreams with work after school is very really important to me. So I really needed the money, and I'm glad that I could write an essay, and I had the opportunity to enter it into the competition.
Well, it wasn't just an essay. It's really about a lot of things, Josh. It's about what you've accomplished in high school. It was about your academic record, and, of course, a very good essay indeed, and I enjoyed reading it, and you know, certainly was glad to be one of those people that got to participate in this competition for these scholarships. You know, and one of the things that I appreciated, Josh, about your essay is you talked about how important your union rights were. Obviously, you've done your homework. You understand the history of the union movement and how important it is to some of the things that you, of course, get to benefit from today: a fair wage for a fair day's pay, making sure that you're not, you know, you're not overworked, making sure that there are safety standards on the job. I mean, these are all things that I think a lot of people take for granted. You don't take those things for granted, though, do you?
No, not at all.
No, you know, and go ahead.
it's important that we have safe working conditions and that people aren't overworked, that our jobs are secured, so that we can have jobs for the future.
And you're a Kroger employee in Imlay City, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, and again, you received, you were the recipient, one of the recipients of this scholarship. What would you like to do, Josh, when you're done with college? What's your degree going to be in?
Oh, right now I'm going to University of Detroit Mercy for dentistry. So I'm hoping to get a degree in dentistry and then open up my own practice after school.
That's awesome. That is awesome, dude. Yeah, UD Mercy is a great school too. Good for you. Good for you. Where are you at in your schooling process? Freshman, sophomore? Where are you at?
I'm a freshman.
Oh wow! So you got quite a journey in front of you, and obviously you're very committed. That you know what you want to do. I think is. At your age, I think is great, and of course we hope the best for you, and I know speaking at least from me and for the UFCW, we're very proud of you and happy that we were able to get some money in your hands to help with that education. Josh, stay focused and just know that the union's there for you.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Josh McDonald, once again, thank you, Josh. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning. Jeff, tell me that's not a cool story. I mean, you know, a kid knows what he wants, understands what it's going to take to get there, is willing to make the commitment to do it, and then, of course, along the way, gets a little help from his union. That's not a bad shake, dude.
No, especially what he's going to go into. I was put about aside there with the dentistry and started his own practice. Very ambitious kid, and he proved it with the essay. I mean, he's like, I just wrote an essay. But no, I mean, he wrote a good essay. You put some thought and time into it, and it impressed the people at the UFCW enough to be one of three winners out of probably, I'm guessing, hundreds or thousands.
Well, no, there weren't thousands of people. I think there were, well, again, you know what? We only got the finalists, and I think there were anywhere between 50 and 60 finalists.
Right. That's what you told, because when I asked you how this went down, you said you only got to review the finalists, but there probably were a lot more that you know, until they limited it down to, because they don't want to throw, you know, all of them at you.
Well,
guys,
you know, keep in mind, it's a combination of your academic record, your extracurricular activities, and this essay, which was real important to the process. And again, the way that it shook out, of course, everybody was anonymous, so we didn't have names of people for obvious reasons, because, you know, there's a chance you might know somebody. So we didn't have names. There was a lot of blacked out stuff, like addresses and that kind of thing. And, you know, the way that they do it is so fair, because there's no way for you to know what anybody else, what the other judges are doing, how they're scoring it. There's no interaction between the judges at all. You know, we sat in the big conference room and we just went through it, and then we you know, put a point value to each section, and then somebody else tallied those up, and then the top point getters win. It's that simple. You know, there's no gray area. There's nothing unfair about the process. And it's just so great that one of these scholarships goes to a young man, and we're actually going to have the other two scholarship winners on here in the near future. One of the points that I wanted to make by doing this, of course, Jeff, is union just isn't about a collective bargaining agreement. There's so much more that a union does, especially in the case of the UFCW, because I'm much more familiar with them as they're my union. But, you know, think about how important that is to this kid. He's going to be able to look back on his college career and say, without my union, I wouldn't have been able to go to college. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it was funny, too, trying to get a hold of him and to get him on the show to talk about it. Very nervous, because he didn't know what you were going to ask. But I'm like, look, we're going to take, you know, it's going to be an easy interview. You'll have fun doing it. But the funny response was, well, what time do you want me? 6 o'clock? And I was like, no, you don't have to get up that early. I'm like, let's do it at 6:45. I'll give you 45 minutes to sleep in a little bit.
Well,
but he's that ambitious where he wanted to come on at 6.
Well, and I think part of it, Jeff, is he's a busy kid between work and school. He's, you know, and studying. He's probably up. Well, you remember those days. I know I do. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Eric Beiler on the other side of this. Coffee Party USA. Go fill up your coffee. And we'll have a party on the other side of this. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good right now through Oakland County along I-75. It's getting busier, especially that southbound side as you're trying to head down toward 12 Mile and in toward the 696 interchange, but also northbound traffic picking up for those heading into the Reuther. If you are on 696, you're seeing the heavier traffic. It's starting from Mound in pockets out toward I-75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of a thunderstorm today. Our high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 51. Tomorrow, there is a chance of rain and a high of only 70. Right now, it's mostly cloudy at Metro Airport and 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan is under attack by militants. CNN's Suzanne Malveau reports the Taliban says it coordinated the attack.
They have taken responsibility for this attack. They have released a statement. They have told us in their words, we attacked Kabul City. Our target, the U.S. Embassy, governmental organizations, and other foreign organizations. We are prepared with heavy and light weapons such as grenades and rocket-propelled grenades. That is coming directly from the Taliban spokesman.
The U.S. Embassy staff was told to take cover. Americans Josh Vital and Shane Bauer, who are accused of being spies in Iran, could be released from prison after each pays $500,000 bail. Their attorney says the families are trying to get the money. CNN's Shirzad Bezorgmir in Tehran says it's similar to what happened with the third American hiker who was released almost exactly a year ago.
Going by what happened to Sarah Shore, to have the same amount of bail and the same charges, they could be out of the country in a few days.
The state of Social Security was a hot topic at the CNN Tea Party presidential debate. Texas Governor Rick Perry backed off his Ponzi scheme statement, but still says Social Security needs to be fixed. Texas Congressman Ron Paul says the money's running out.
We spent all the money, and it's on its last legs unless we do something. One bill that I had in Congress that never got passed was to prevent the Congress from spending any of that money on the wars and all the nonsense that we do around the world.
President Obama is trying to convince Americans his jobs plan will get people back to work. The president will make his pitch to people in Ohio today. What a night for Tom Brady. He passed for over 500 yards in the Patriots' win over the Dolphins. Also Monday, the Raiders beat the Broncos. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay-of-game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store or Sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
I'm Charles Osgood. To all the loyal customers out there who have rated us highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience, we thank you, and thank you. Auto Owners Insurance, ranked highest in customer satisfaction 3 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto Owners Insurance. Promises made, promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Most companies are content with their current staffing levels. That is not good with unemployment so high. A new survey by Manpower finds only 16% of employers plan to add to their payrolls in the upcoming fourth quarter, with 11% planning to cut. High unemployment and a stagnant economy usually turns into a boon for business schools as people look for every advantage to land a good job. But this recession, the trend has reversed. Wall Street Journal says business school applications have dropped this fall for the third consecutive year. The USDA is turning up the heat on the pork business with other meat producers in its sights. Inspectors have started using more sensitive tests that can find more strains of antibiotics in hogs. Livestock owners inject millions of pounds of antibiotics into animals every year to decrease disease and promote rapid growth. Japan's main stock index rose 1% today. Europe's markets are falling. S&P futures are losing 10 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
New York Life Insurance Company is still strong, still stable, and still hiring. By becoming an agent with New York Life, you can make a difference in your local community by helping families secure their financial futures. Regardless of your experience level, our comprehensive training and world-class marketing support help make it easy to establish your business. To learn more about how you can help families achieve peace of mind, visit NewYorkLife.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
I'm gonna start doing all our, you know, all our music, you know, verbally. You like that, Radford?
Yeah, you're gonna do. We don't even have to spend all money our on
bumps.
Production.
No, all our bumps. I'll just do it all live. As I went to fill up my coffee. I found out that our coffee party guy is not available yet. So, you know, if Eric, you know, calls us, I've sent him an email, and I know you guys have left him a message. We'll put him on. If not, we'll have him on some other time, because that's all we can do, right, Jeff?
That's right. Or if you wanted to do voices, I don't know if you, I mean, you obviously can do production with your mouth. You can do the sound.
I can do voices. They're just not very good. And Eric is very talented and a very gifted guy, and I wouldn't want to disrespect him.
Okay, because I was going to try and I could mimic you, and then you could do him.
Oh, I got to hear this. Do a little of me.
No, I said I could. I won't. I mean, you can't put me on the spot like
actually,
that.
Actually, interestingly, you know, I'm taking a couple days off this week, and you're going to be sitting in for me on Thursday and Friday. So let me hear you do a little me.
That's right. Well, tune in Thursday.
I won't be around.
Well, check out the podcast.
I need you to
TheTonyShow.org.
Do a little of me. Let me hear it.
I don't want to hear that ever phrased again like that.
Imitate me a little bit, please.
Imitate me a little. No, I can't. You can't put me on the spot like that.
But you're the one that said you could do it, so I'm only...
I know. Well, I'm saving it for Thursday and Friday. It takes me a while to build up. I have to get, you know, in that mood, the Thursday and Friday mood.
Okay. You realize that you're going to have to chain smoke from now till Thursday morning to get that resonance in your voice.
That's going above and beyond.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, dude. This is, you know, not only am I a big guy, this is a big chair to fill.
Maybe I'll get candy cigarettes and go downstairs and sit in the rain.
You know, it's just not the same. Sit in the rain.
It was raining yesterday when I went down there to where you go smoke or whatever.
Wait a minute.
You're that committed where you would go down and sit in the rain if you had to.
First of all, it wasn't raining, and there actually is an overhang that saves me from the rain. So I, you know, and actually, depending on how hard it rains, depends on what side of the building I go to. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, when you're a smoker, you learn these things.
That's how committed you are. You know where the good places are to stay out of the range.
You know, when Gerson comes in today, I'm going to ask him if I can start smoking in the studio. Just to get at you.
Yes, that would do it. Definitely do it.
No, it wouldn't. You're in another room. You wouldn't smell it at all.
I go to that room occasionally in this building. I do go into different rooms.
You can use the talk back button.
That's true.
I'm not going to do that. I don't need to smoke during the show. I used to it. In fact, I told you guys this morning, you know, this is the first time I've not been able to smoke during my show. And even when I was, you know, there were times where I had a home studio most of my career. But even when I didn't, there were, you know, and especially the beginning, actually every studio I've ever had, you could actually smoke in the studio. Except, now that I say that, when I was with the IE America Radio Network, which was owned then by the UAW, you weren't not allowed to smoke in the studio. You had to go outside.
How do you feel about it? I've never asked you this. How do you feel about it? Do you wish you never would have started?
Absolutely. Smoking is one of the most reprehensible things a person can do.
So you wish you could quit?
I did quit once for 6 months, and I unfortunately went back, and I want to quit, and I will quit at some point. This is going to sound insane because I just said it's the most reprehensible thing a person can do. And people that smoke will get this. I actually enjoy smoking. And it's not something you can easily explain, but people that smoke and enjoy it understand what I'm saying. I hate it. I hate the fact that I smoke. I hate the fact that, you know, and I smoke a lot less than I once did. I used to smoke a whole lot more than I do now, and most of that was after I quit and went back to smoking again. I just didn't commit as I once had, but it's awful. I certainly don't recommend it. It's inconvenient.
I just wonder how it ever got started. Like, somebody grew a plant, and they're like, you know, if we dried this and then rolled it into a tube and then put it between our lips and lit it on fire, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and think about, you know, when you think about the practicality of smoking, there's nothing practical about it.